Let's bring on our next guest, Lee. I met our next guest, Dustin Mayer, in New York not too long ago. He has a passion. He has a passion for fitness, Lee. Can you believe that? How many people out there do you know have a passion
the guy that,
for fitness?
That is putting together the Cougar Cruises.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he's doing. But anyway, I met him up in New York City. He has a website, DustinMayerFitness.com. He actually has a mission to get moms, every mom out there, a million moms, get them in the best shape of their lives.
Are you sure this isn't the Cougar Cruise guy?
No, I don't think it is. The Cougar Cruise? Tell me about that. That sounds something on Howard Stern's show.
I think that's where I heard it.
That's where you heard it? Anyway, Dustin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Actually, I do fitness cruises, but they're not necessarily Cougar Cruises.
Now, did you do that one out in I heard that was what happened, that cruise out in California. You guys were working out, and somehow somebody hit the switch to shut the engine off, and before you know it, the whole
thing
caught on
fire.
It's
because they had all the fat people on one side of the boat. It almost capsized.
Is that what happened there?
Yeah, we thought we were going to need to pull it in by swimming. So it didn't quite work that way.
So tell us a little bit about – I know that when you were in school, you created a class called a Mamatone Fitness, and your mom inspired you because, you know, like most moms, when moms have kids, they go, I'm going to just take care of my kids. I'm not going to worry about myself. And you saw that in your mom, and you wanted, you know, to make sure that moms took the time to keep themselves
healthy. Yeah, my mom stayed at home with myself and my three younger siblings, and she just gave and didn't put herself first. And she was still an awesome mom, and she ate well and stuff. So fortunately, you know, she's still around and relatively healthy. But when I got out of college, I knew I wanted to create a class that brought moms together to build community, because I think that's one of the biggest missing links in any fitness program is the community aspect. You know, we can all get excited about an exercise program or an eating plan, but really to make that permanent lifestyle change, you've got to change the environment you surround yourself with and the community that you're part of.
Now, is this?
So I wanted to, do that.
Now, is this really
you don't
about,
buy that, right, Dr.
Well,
Fitness?
This is the thing, Dustin.
We spent the whole beginning of the show saying we don't want a community, that we want to be left alone when we exercise.
That's true. No, but this is my question. Now, Dustin, is this about you trying to get moms healthy, or is this you're going through a million people to find your wife? You know, because that's typically maybe you know you're a single
issues.
Guy and you're looking at moms going, they would know who'd be the best person for me to marry. You know, instead of just like your friends saying, dude,
well,
she's hot.
I'm already dating. I'm dating one of my clients for the last 3 years. So,
oh, nice, nice. Yeah,
so, you know, that's not a good plan.
Yeah.
FYI, dating your clients.
Yeah, we lost a couple of trainers along the way when they started dating the clients. But
yeah.
So anyway, getting back to you and getting back to training moms.
Was she married?
No, she wasn't married.
She was not married.
Now, how do you get to a million moms? How do you get to a million people to get them healthy?
That's a great question, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. I've got a book that I'm working on, so hopefully the next 6 months that'll be out. I've got about 22 DVDs. I've got a pretty large following on my website.
You have 22 DVDs?
Yeah.
Are they yours, or that you just have like Denise Austin, Jane Fonda?
They're all mine. And my whole philosophy is being real. So all my workout DVDs are training moms in their houses, and it's just very relaxed setting, and you know, we're joking, and it's a little bit more unprofessional. You know, we're not doing the spray tans and the fake smiles. You know, these women are actually working really hard.
Right, not the high production stuff. You know, where we have a lot of those people. They come on and there's high production that goes into them. And if there's any sort of sweat, they stop and they, you know, towel off and they
get
back up.
Not all of them.
Some of them do that.
Well, good example. We have a woman. She great shape, and her husband, I guess, told her to drink a lot of creatine and water right before she did the video with me, and she got very, very close to puking. And we kept the film running.
Kept
and
rolling.
It out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she had to stop every time to go to the bathroom, and that, you know, kind of kills DVD when you have to do that. Yeah. So
no, not at all.
Now, what about if you were going to give some of the main tips on how to get moms to? First of all, a lot of moms have the same problem. They think that they have to spend all the time with the kids, and if they take any time for themselves, it means they're a bad mom.
No,
how do you get that
they're cheating on their kids?
Right, they're cheating on their kids. How do you get them to change that
question.
Attitude?
I don't think they should.
I thought I created this analogy myself, but I think I've heard it since, so I don't know who started. But I fly a lot, and when the safety thing on the airplane goes, you know, they say that there's loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop down, put your mask on first before assisting, you know, others. And that's a great example for life. If we're not taking care of ourselves, if we're not feeling our best, you know, having good self-esteem, self-confidence, the energy, of course, and you're not going to be the best mom, the best wife, you know, the best friend possible. So just trying to change that mindset. Hey, you know, it takes 30 minutes, maybe, you know, 45 minutes out of your day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, whatever, and a conscious, you know, time, taking time to eat healthy. And you're going to be better in all areas. You can be a better example for your kids.
Right. They have to be role models. They have to be a role model to show the kids how important fitness is. If they see them squeezing it in, you know, even when they have a little time.
Wait a minute. How many kids do you have, Dustin?
I've got 0.
There we go.
Don't you love getting parenting advice from people who don't have kids?
Dustin, don't listen to
him. You know, if you don't have a kid, there's no way you're going to – when you have your own kid and it's your kid's
Dustin,
know,
the fat guy is
line.
Getting defensive. Can you hear that? You hear it in his voice?
Yes, I can hear it.
You hear that? He's
and
a little
defensive.
How old
is Dustin?
What does that have anything to do with his advice?
I'm 27.
You know what you sound like, Lee?
What?
You sound like a 40-year-old mom. That's what you sound
because
like.
Because I'm a 50-year-old dad. That's why.
What, do you think a 50-year-old dad and a 40-year-old mom are the same?
Pretty close.
Dustin, you see what I deal with? You see what I have with him? See how he tries to shoot down all this good advice that you have for people?
A 20-year-old.
Dude, he's like in Vietnam. He's in the firing. He's right on the front lines of obesity.
Wait.
With moms that are gaining 70 pounds from pregnancy, and they're trying to lose weight.
70 pounds.
Absolutely, right? You've had people that have gained 70 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I currently train about 1,800 moms. I've trained about 5,000
moms.
He's
not doing – right?
5,000 moms?
Wait a minute. First of all, you're doing this in Wisconsin, right? You're not doing this in Beverly Hills, right? You're not – this isn't like –
travels all over the place.
This isn't Desperate Housewives. You're in Wisconsin where there's the meat and the cheese, and it's freezing cold like 10 months out of the year, right? People are fat up there, right? They're not so healthy up there.
You know, not too much. You can find, you know, fat or unhealthy people
anywhere.
But,
yeah, right.
We've got our share of both.
Right. So
we have a lot of women losing 50 to 70 pounds. It's not too uncommon.
Absolutely. So I think what you're saying is absolutely 100% right on the money. They've got to be role models. They've got to be able to do that. And listen, if you're married to a guy like the fat guy, I would probably say you got to get rid of that guy too. You probably have to give that advice too, Dustin, right?
Well,
get rid of the guy you said.
Yeah, you got to get rid of if your husband is being a saboteur, right. Don't you have to get rid of him?
How many other trainers in your studio are dating their clients?
He's only dating one person now. That's all
today.
He's doing.
That's today.
I do a lot of speaking to companies and stuff, and I do, you know, talk about getting rid of your negative influences. I usually do say, you know, probably don't go quite so far as getting rid of your spouse, but maybe spend a little less time with them.
There you go. Less time.
More time with the trainer. That's always a good plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing bad will happen there.
That's right. Now, Dustin, so where do you see this going? Is there going to be some sort of event when you get to 1 million mobs? Are you guys going to do like a march down, you know, like
The Million Man March.
Million
Washington.
Man March. Are you doing this in D.C. sometime? Is there something going
to
happen?
That would be really cool. But what I'm really starting with is to localize, you know, moms who are passionate about my mission, creating their own groups in their own communities, kind of like a book club, Oprah's Book Club. I would have my Fit Moms for Life clubs, and they meet in churches or schools or homes, do my workouts, and just kind of, you know, get to know each other, build that community, and then accountability, and, you know, help each other out. And certainly from there, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, we could do a lot of events. There's so much stuff we can do, but we're just working at, you know, building from our 5,000-person mom base right now to, you know, obviously 1 million in the next 4 years.
Now, we got Thanksgiving coming upon us this coming week. And this, we call this, like, right now, this is like the Super Bowl of gaining weight. This is like, you can't – the time between Halloween till New Year's, this is like – definitely the best time to put on as much weight as possible. Any good tips for Thanksgiving that you can tell the moms out there what they should be thinking about, you know, and in terms of getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, a couple things. You know, one thing is there's so many outings we have. You know, we've got a lot of parties, especially towards like Christmas and New Year's. And one thing I tell people is when you're eating, you know, by yourself or just going through your daily routine, eat as perfect as possible. So don't be, you know, cheating on your meals or eating, you know, desserts by yourself or even with your family. You know, save those for the times that you are out, you know, with, you know, at a buffet or at some social gathering. That's one tip. Another one is, you know, if it's a buffet style, which a lot of those are, you know, all the foods at the one table, you know, just go fill your plate up with whatever you're going to get and then walk away. I always
walk away.
Stand right. Yeah, stand right there and just keep eating and talking. You know,
see, that's where we're different. I like to pull my chair up to the buffet. Is that wrong?
You
save trips.
At that table and,
Dusty, you know what the fat guy? You know what the fat guy does at his house for Thanksgiving?
What's that?
A scale that everybody has to get on when you walk in, and then when you leave, he has a scale. So, so what he does is he has only a couple of people.
It's an accountability tool.
That. Yeah. So you gotta, you know,
we all weigh each other before. It's fun.
My brother and I have actually done that also. We can put on 7 pounds is what we do.
Seven pounds.
That's the mayor record.
Is that naked? Are you guys doing it naked when you walk in? You got to take off all your, because you sneakers, you kind of.
That's how we do it in Thanksgiving. Right. Nothing like a big naked Thanksgiving party.
That's right. Now, what about cooking wise? Is there anything that people should, is there a way they can save calories in certain places
one of the big things is, I'm sure you're talking about this a lot on your show, is protein makes you full. And if you're eating lean protein, it's not, going to be super high in calories. So start with your protein. So if it is, Thanksgiving, your turkeys, that type of stuff. Get your vegetables. Your sweet potato yams are going to be pretty high in calories because you add a lot of sugar to that. But, your vegetables generally are going to be, of course, lower in calories. So really start to fill up on the better stuff first. Get the complex carbs in there, and then, for the cranberry sauce and the desserts at the end and the stuffings, all those are going to be, a little bit worse for you. So hopefully by that point you've already, filled up somewhat.
So do you have any tips on how to power through that feeling of fullness and eat more?
Eat as fast as you can.
It's speed? Speed. about speed.
Yeah, it takes your body about 20 minutes to figure out that it's full. So if you can... you can stuff it really fast for a while there, you can do pretty well.
That's a good tip for our competitive eaters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the fat guy is going to be doing some competitive eating, I can tell you that. He's a big turkey guy. And Lee, are you doing the turkey this year at your house?
We buy it from Popeyes.
Cajun they do a fried turkey.
Popeyes.
Oh,
my goodness.
They fry the turkey. Is that like the worst? I heard, to me, turkey is so good just by itself.
Are you saying, define worst?
What's that?
It's delicious.
I know. I heard it's delicious. But it's so good with nothing. How can it be that much better with
Mister,
something?
I love bland food. Shockingly, you're afraid of anything that has flavor.
No, but I'm saying that turkey, to me, you're screwing it up if you're
it. By adding Cajun spices and frying it. It ruins it.
I just can't imagine being that much
better. Of course
better.
You can't.
I can't
of course
see
you
that,
can't.
Dustin. I cannot see that. So
I bet Dustin's had a fried turkey before in Wisconsin.
No, we
haven't. Never had a fried turkey in my life.
See,
never
had. No,
in
Dustin's
Wisconsin.
Fit. Never. Dustin, he's got a – no, he's fit, man. This guy's not eating fried turkey.
I'm in Vegas right now ready to compete the National Fitness Modeling Competition.
You're a fitness model?
Are you really doing that?
I am.
Get out of here.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah. You would love this scarf that Dr. Fitness has on now if I would have known you were a fitness model. And Dr.
No
Fitness,
kidding.
You should be hooking him up with your
Dustin.
Accessories.
Dustin.
And you could share your
Dustin,
grooming tips.
I'm going to punch him for you. I'm going to give him a good punch for you. Now you're not doing any of those crazy diets like the ones that we saw. There was one I'm trying to remember. This was, I think, from models. What they do is they leave food on the windowsill to make sure that it goes bad, like a shrimp, and they eat it to get food poisoning. You don't do any of that stuff, do you?
I've never heard of that. No, not at all.
No
we,
so yeah,
we go pretty low calorie, high carb, high protein, moderate fat, and very low carbs.
So now, what's part of the competition? What do you have to do for the part of the competition?
So it's a 3-round. I'm in the male model category, so we have a swimsuit round. I don't wear the Speedos.
Thank God.
A little bit. So
thank you. Yeah.
I got giraffe legs. I'm 6'5" and all legs. So,
you're 6'5"?
Yeah, he's tall. Big guy. Big guy.
6'5".
I'm 6'5", and right now I lost about 18 pounds for the show. My body fat's at about 4.5%.
Dude, 4.5%. I bet you can't wait.
That's a little chunky.
I bet you can't. No, I bet he can't wait for Thanksgiving.
They time this every year. Yeah, I do this every year. And, they time it the week before Thanksgiving.
So that's perfect. Perfect. Well, listen, Dustin.
180 pounds right now.
180. So he weighs less than both of us, and he's a foot taller than both of us. That's impressive.
Dustin, listen, we really appreciate you coming on the show. The website is Dustin Mayer Fitness. That's Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, mayerfitness.com. Go check out
One other thing real quick. If they could visit FitMomsForLife/ thank you.
Thank you.
I've got a gift that I'm making. Go get my first DVD and CD and a little bit of meal plans and stuff for just the cost of shipping. So if they want to check that out, fitmomsforlife.com/thank you.
Well, Dustin, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. And I want you to have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And
best of luck. And I hope you're cycling your steroids well right now so you don't get caught.
And we want you
180 pounds of steroids.
That's right. And we hope the best for the million mom march that's going to be coming up hopefully within the next couple of years.
Absolutely. With him and
the women out there. If the women are out there listening, you know, go to DustinMaherFitness.com, and on the left-hand side, they'll put their name and email in. They'll get my newsletter pack full of, you know, good fitness information and more details about how they can join the movement.
Thanks, Dustin. We really appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's Dustin Maher. Man, I butchered his last name, Lee. What'd you think of that? Dustin Maher Fitness Tech. Check him out. Go to DustinMaherFitness.com, and when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. You don't know what they are. I guarantee you, you think you know, but you don't. And that's why we wrote this book.
We didn't go with the obvious ones.
People think that they know how to raise active kids. They do not
know.
They don't know.
Go to the mall. There's plenty of fat kids.
Yeah. They're running around all over the place. So make sure you go check out our book.